El Niño warning collides with oil tensions and a protein crunch. The World Meteorological Organization issued a significant warning, declaring an 80% chance of El Niño developing this summer. With a greater than 90% probability, the pattern persists through November, a forecast carrying enough statistical weight to immediately move agricultural commodity markets. The timing compounds existing stress in protein markets, where a developing whey protein shortage has sent prices soaring and left some suppliers sold out for the rest of the year. Analysts attribute the crunch partly to surging demand from GLP-1 users and protein-focused food products, though an El Niño-driven disruption to crop yields could significantly deepen the squeeze. The weather warning intersects directly with the Iran crisis. Moody's chief economist, Mark Zandi, issued a stark assessment that President Trump has only days to strike a deal with Iran before potential Strait of Hormuz disruptions send oil prices high enough to push the United States into recession within weeks. Agricultural commodity volatility layered atop jittery crude markets presents a compounding inflation threat that the Federal Reserve, still working to maintain price stability, would struggle to absorb. El Niño events have historically triggered food security crises across Africa and Asia, where subsistence farming dominates, potentially accelerating migration and adding geopolitical instability at a moment when international institutions are already strained by ongoing conflicts. Futures markets are already pricing in elevated risk, with agricultural contracts showing increased overnight volatility following the WMO announcement.